Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Courage is Calling Fortune Favors, The Brave by Ryan Holiday is a non-fiction work of popular philosophy and practical ethics, and the opening volume in his Stoic Virtue series. The book examines courage as the first of the classical cardinal virtues, placing it beside wisdom, justice, and temperance while arguing that meaningful action begins with the ability to face fear. Holiday writes for a broad audience that includes leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, activists, athletes, and general readers interested in Stoicism as a guide for conduct rather than as an abstract doctrine. The book combines short philosophical reflections with examples from ancient and modern history, including political leaders, reformers, whistleblowers, soldiers, and public servants. Its purpose is not to define courage as mere boldness, but to show how bravery becomes visible in decisions speaking truth, accepting risk, resisting injustice, beginning difficult work, and continuing when fear makes withdrawal seem safer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, courage as the first Stoic virtue rather than a personality trait. Holiday presents courage as a foundational virtue because it enables the practice of the others. Wisdom may identify the right course, justice may demand fair action, and temperance may restrain excess, but without courage, these virtues remain theoretical. This framing is central to the book. Courage is not treated as a fixed temperament reserved for soldiers or unusually daring people. It is a moral capacity that can be exercised in ordinary and extraordinary circumstances. The Stoic influence appears in the distinction between what a person feels and what a person chooses to do. Fear is not denied, but it is not granted final authority. By placing courage at the start of the virtues, Holiday emphasizes that ethical life requires exposure to discomfort, uncertainty, opposition, and possible loss. The practical implication is that readers are asked to evaluate themselves less by intentions and more by conduct under pressure. Courage becomes the bridge between private conviction and public action. Secondly, fear and cowardice as forces that shrink judgment and action. A major part of the book concerns fear, not as a weakness to be mocked, but as a natural human reaction that can become destructive when it governs behavior. Holiday distinguishes fear itself from cowardice. Fear may arise automatically in response to danger, embarrassment, uncertainty, or social disapproval. Cowardice begins when a person lets that fear dictate avoidance of necessary action. This distinction matters because it avoids a simplistic message that brave people are fearless. Instead, the book argues that fear must be examined, named, and placed in proportion. Stoic philosophy helps frame this process by separating external events from internal response. A person cannot control every risk, critic, institution, or outcome, but can control whether fear becomes an excuse for silence or inaction. Holiday uses this idea to address modern forms of paralysis hesitation before creative work, reluctance to confront wrongdoing, and the tendency to remain comfortable when difficult choices are required. Courage therefore begins with refusing to let fear define the limits of duty. Thirdly, moral courage in dissent, whistleblowing, and public responsibility. The book gives significant attention to moral courage. The willingness to act according to conscience when social, professional, or political pressure rewards compliance. This expands courage beyond physical danger. Holiday draws on figures such as Helvidius Priscus, Frank Serpico, Frederick Douglass, Florence Nightingale, Charles de Gaulle, and Martin Luther King Jr. to show that bravery often involves standing apart from a dominant consensus. These examples are not identical, but they share a pattern a person recognizes a wrong, accepts that resistance will carry a cost, and proceeds because silence would be a deeper failure. The reasoning behind this emphasis is that many modern ethical tests do not look like battlefields. They appear as workplace corruption, institutional cowardice, public injustice, or private opportunities to benefit from looking away. By using dissenters and reformers, Holiday argues that courage is inseparable from responsibility. The brave person does not merely seek danger, but accepts danger when truth or justice makes avoidance morally unacceptable. Fourthly, historical examples as a method for training ethical imagination. Holiday structures the book through brief, memorable historical examples rather than through a dense academic exposition of Stoic texts. This method is important to the book's effect. Stories allow readers to see courage operating in concrete conditions, fear of death, loss of status, public criticism, institutional retaliation, loneliness, and uncertainty about success. The examples function less as biographies and more as ethical case studies. They show that courage is situational, meaning it must be adapted to the circumstances at hand, yet also principled, meaning it rests on values that do not change with convenience. This approach makes Stoicism accessible to readers who may not be interested in formal philosophy, but it also shapes the limitations of the book. Holiday often favors clarity, compression, and moral emphasis over extended historical complexity. The result is a practical handbook style. Each example is used to sharpen a lesson about conduct. Readers gain patterns for reflection rather than a comprehensive scholarly account of every figure discussed. Lastly, heroism is sustained commitment rather than reckless grand gestures. The book moves from fear to courage and then to heroism, treating heroism as a higher expression of valor rather than as theatrical risk-taking. Holiday is careful to position courage as disciplined action, not impulsive defiance. This distinction matters because bravery without judgment can become vanity, recklessness, or self-destruction. The heroic figures in the book are presented as people who persist beyond a single bold moment. They endure repeated tests, public misunderstanding, personal sacrifice, and the temptation to quit once the initial drama fades. This makes heroism less romantic and more demanding. It is connected to repetition, preparation, and loyalty to a cause greater than comfort. Holiday also links this idea to everyday life. Not every reader will face historic crises, but each person encounters moments requiring honesty, initiative, protection of others, or resistance to fear. In this sense, heroism is not separated from ordinary courage. It is what courage becomes when practiced consistently under pressure and directed toward something morally serious. In conclusion, Courage's Calling is best suited for readers who want practical moral reflection rather than technical philosophy. It will appeal to people who already appreciate Ryan Holiday's work on Stoicism, but it is also accessible to readers approaching the tradition for the first time, leaders, entrepreneurs, public servants, activists, teachers, coaches, and professionals facing difficult decisions may find particular value in its emphasis on action under pressure. The practical benefit of the book is its ability to translate courage into recognizable behaviors, telling the truth, beginning despite uncertainty, resisting corruption, accepting criticism, and choosing responsibility over comfort. Intellectually, it offers a clear entry point into the cardinal virtues and shows why courage occupies a central place in ethical life. Compared with many self-help books, it stands out because it grounds its advice in Stoic philosophy and historical examples, rather than in formulas for confidence or personal achievement. Compared with academic works on virtue ethics, it is more direct, compressed, and application-oriented. Its distinctive contribution is the combination of ancient moral vocabulary with case-driven instruction. The book does not pretend that courage removes fear. Instead, it argues that fear is the condition in which courage becomes meaningful. If you would like to support Ryan Holiday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.